From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Wednesday, March 18th, 2026. The Little Rock Board of Directors has formally declared a housing crisis within the city. At last night's board meeting, members passed the resolution to declare a housing crisis as part of a slate of items on the meeting's consent agenda. At-large City Director Joan Adcock requested that the city's housing department prepare a report on the current state of housing in the city.
We have, not long ago, we had 274 boarded up houses, and I would like to know what that number is today. And I think that we need just to know on our housing. We can say that we're having a housing crisis, but I'd like to see the numbers and what we're doing about it.
The resolution calls on the city to support policies to create and preserve affordable housing in Little Rock, with an emphasis on housing for low-income households and creating pathways to home ownership. It also supports the establishment of a housing trust fund for the city of Little Rock. A conservative student group at the University of Arkansas is disaffiliating with its national counterpart. The U of A chapter of Turning Point USA says it is breaking off with the national organization and rebranding to Young American Revival. This comes just days after the group's CEO, Erica Kirk, visited Arkansas for an event with Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. The U of A chapter's president says the move is due to concerns over the direction of the national group, highlighting in particular its treatment of Kirk's late husband, Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated in September. Little Rock's Hall High School is changing its educational model amid falling enrollment. The State Board of Education met last week to approve the school's new model as a conversion charter beginning next fall. In an event at the school Tuesday, Little Rock School Superintendent Jermall Wright said the move will give the district greater flexibility and potential cash savings.
There are very strict accreditation standards that traditional public schools have to abide by in terms of staffing, scheduling, seat time, all different types of things. With the conversion charter for Hall, we have some flexibility, which means that we don't necessarily have to adhere to those particular standards. And so it allows us flexibility to operate the school in a way in which we can sustain it.
Wright says Hall will function as a non-traditional high school with greater emphasis on career readiness and pathways to college and the workforce.
We also are expanding opportunities in our district for early college and for dual enrollment. And so students could possibly end their high school career here at Hall High School with their associate's degree along with their high school diploma. There's many different options, many different paths that students will be able to explore.
Wright says the district plans to host several town halls with families and community members in the weeks following spring break. Officials also used Tuesday's news conference to congratulate members of the Hall boys basketball team for their 4A state championship win over the weekend. Arkansas State Police are investigating a police shooting in the northeast part of the state. The shooting happened early Sunday morning in Augusta. A Woodruff County Sheriff's deputy responded to a call just after 4 a.m. to assist local officers responding to a disturbance. The unnamed deputy shot and killed 45-year-old Randy Ely of Franklin. There's currently no information on whether Ely was armed or why the deputy opened fire. State police will investigate and submit their findings to a local prosecutor. U.S. Senator John Bozeman is praising the Senate's approval of a bill to expand housing access for veterans. The 21st Century Road to Housing Act includes a measure known as the VALID Act, introduced by Bozeman and Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen. It requires clearer information for veterans about their home financing options, including eligibility for VA home loans. In 2025, only about 10 to 15% of eligible veterans reported using VA loans, which can offer benefits such as no down payment, no private mortgage insurance, and typically lower interest rates than some conventional loans. Bozeman said the bipartisan bill is intended to help lower housing costs and ensure more veterans understand the benefits available to them when purchasing a home. Travelers in southern Arkansas have a new way to take to the skies. Contour Airlines launched its first flight from El Dorado Regional Airport to Dallas-Fort Worth on Monday. The El Dorado News Times reports Contour was one of three bidders for a contract to serve the airport under a federal program that subsidizes flights to underserved areas. The airline plans to serve El Dorado with 18 round-trip flights per week, though that will eventually scale back to 12. A small East Arkansas city is preparing to honor their most famous resident. The Sister Rosetta Tharpe celebration will kick off Friday afternoon in Cotton Plant. Tharpe was born in the town in 1915, later going on to be known as the godmother of rock and roll. The event is free, but also seeks to raise funds for a full-scale bronze statue of Tharpe to be displayed in the city. Today you can expect a high of 70 degrees with clouds throughout the day. Your low tonight is 49. Looking ahead to the weekend, sunny and warm with highs in the upper 80s. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.